Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Sport After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad David Johnson is here. David is a new friend. He's the CEO and founder of Strategic Vision PR Group. And boy, howdy, could we use some PR help these days. 20 years of experience in the PR industry, and he's here to talk to us about how to be better crisis managers. David Johnson, welcome to the show.
It's great to be on.
Thank you for being here. David, we continue to live in the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. And for 22 and a half years, I've had, during all the periods like this that we've had, Y2K, the dot bomb, the 9/11 attacks, the 2008 collapse, and now this, hurricanes, tsunamis, floods, and tornadoes, and brownouts. I've talked to my audience about how to deal with these things from a PR standpoint with people like you, and so professionals like you. So what do we do? How do we manage our relationships and protect our brands during these tough times?
Well, that's one of the most important things. And what's so unusual about this is it's shut down not just one area of the country, but the entire country
has
come to a standstill. The world has, the economy has. What businesses need to do now more than ever, though, is communicate to their audiences. And I say audiences, plural, not just the consumer. They need to communicate to all their stakeholders. That includes vendors. That includes, of course, their customers.
Right.
But most importantly, their employees as well. They need to address what they're doing, how they're going to get through this crisis, and beyond that, what the future holds. Part of the panic that we're seeing in the stock market, part of the panic we're seeing with businesses, with consumers, is what does the future hold? When businesses communicate, they not only have to address what they're doing now to ensure the safety of their clients, of their consumers, of their vendors, of their employees, but also that once this epidemic ends, how are they going to move forward? And a promise that there will be a future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that businesses have to do, is offer some hope. Because, of course, we don't know when this is going to end.
Right.
But some hope that there will be light at the end of the tunnel.
We're going to tell them that we're being good corporate citizens. We're complying with the rules, so to speak. We're doing what we can to flatten this curve. We're protecting our employees. We're protecting our customers. But we plan to be here on the other side of this, ready to serve you. Please tell us how we can help you. That kind of thing, right? And that's not marketing.
Exactly.
We're not taking advantage of a crisis, as you say. In fact, it wouldn't even be a bad idea to weave that word in there. We want to let you know that we want to be part of the hope for tomorrow, and that means we'll be here for you. We want to know what we can do, how we can help you and over from now till we get out of this. What do you think?
Oh, no, exactly. They want to show that they're a good corporate citizen. And the other thing is, too, they want to keep their name out there. And this is subtle marketing, but it's critical for the future. Regardless of the size of your company, you want to keep your name out there so that when there is recovery, when this does come to end, people remember you. Studies show during 9/11, during other crises, the businesses that kept their name out there by not marketing, but more talking about how they were responsible corporate citizens, those are the companies that consumers flock to.
Right.
Those are the companies that employees had
values.
High morale working.
It's all about values, isn't it?
It's about your company's values.
Yeah.
Your
what do you
core
think about
values,
what do you think about this,
core
David?
Story.
I've gotten 100 emails in the last 2 days from companies who know me. Some of them I know them, but they know me somehow. And they've in this very scripted, very standard cookie-cutter language about all the things they're doing to comply with COVID-19. What about for small businesses? You know, we're different. We're not like everybody else. What if the owner of the company, the leader of the company, maybe just one person, because we're not supposed to have a bunch of people around us, maybe somebody has to help them, but they go to Zoom, they start a video, and they just sit in front of the video and they say these things I'm talking about. Maybe it's not even scripted. You know, you don't make a bunch of promises. Just say, hey, folks, just want you to know this is what's going on here. Don't sell anything. Don't promise anything. And get on and off in about 90 seconds. What do you think? Email that link to your clients. Don't write it down. Email the link to them.
Exactly. That's one of the things I've been advising my clients to do. I represent a lot of small to medium-sized businesses, and I tell them, go and address your consumers via Zoom, via video, and tell what you're doing. Tell your story very shortly, concisely, because it's about your values, and it's about your core story, who you are. Small businesses, people recognize the small business, their owners, are the story of the small business, and that's right. Who they expect to hear from, and that's who should be speaking.
Right, absolutely. And if you have people in your business, like your restaurants, their kitchens are open. I would think put your people in the background, 6 feet apart, of course, and have them waving at the customers while you're talking to them. What do you think about that? I mean, have a little fun with them.
Great. No, I think that's great. I worked with one restaurant here in the Suwannee area, and one of the things that we've done is a short video showing that we're all in it together. The owner's there, and right behind him, separated, of course, is every member of the restaurant staff and the promise that we'll all be there when this ends.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that kind of thing. And what that does, it also shows that you're maintaining payroll. You're continuing to pay your people.
It does, and it shows that you care about your employees. And that's something that people are looking for right now, too. Does the company care about its employees?
And be sure when you do this, just say, look, folks, this is not a marketing program. If we can help you with food, fine. But go to our neighbors and buy their food. It doesn't matter. We just want you to know that we're part of the community. We're here. Hey, David, I need your website, please.
Sure. It's strategicvisionpr.com.
StrategicVisionPR.com. David, we need you now more than ever. Will you come back?
I definitely will. I'll be glad to.
We love having you on the show. We'll get you back again another day. David Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, pay attention to what he had to say. Check out his website. I'm sure he has got some great tips there that will help you. StrategicVisionPR.com is how you find him. When we come back after the break, I've got breaking news. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.